After declaring that North Korea has entered into a state of war with the neighbouring South, the country's president Kim Jong-un has made multiple threats to strike against the South with rockets and missiles. But despite the threats and bluster, the mood of the general public in the South remains remarkably calm. Professor Shin Song-ho from the Graduate School of International Studies at Seoul National University says that life is going on as normal. He spoke to reporter Susan Chong from his office in Seoul.
Despite all this threatening word from North Korea and especially the international media attention, as always, we Koreans tend to remain quite calm about all this because we've been living with this kind of situation for last how many decades, 4 or 5 decades.
What do you think is the reason for them to be staying calm?
No, the thing is, there has been always this kind of rhetoric by the North Korea. And indeed, it is also true that this time the rhetoric seems to be a little too far, even for North Korean standard. Yet, at the same time, I think first, Korean public tend to believe that the North Korean regime is not so much reckless and it's not suicidal after all, because we all know that if indeed there is any kind of major war between the two Koreas, because there will be the end of North Korea. And this also reflects first about this confidence on the ROK-US alliance partnership as well.
So would you say that South Koreans are not expecting a full-blown-out war?
No. I think there is, including myself, a certain concern and increasing anxiety. Maybe there could be some form of limited provocation by the North Korea, and that there is a quite strong possibility, maybe, which may also include some kind of military provocation. But still, that's going to be just a limited in terms of the scope and all this intention. And we do hope that the South Korean authority will respond to it in very appropriate manner.
And what do you think it would take, or what stage would the situation have to be for the people to actually start getting worried?
Of course, any kind of military provocation by North Korea, once it happens, it will create certain anxiety among the Korean people. But unless there is instant escalation of the situation, meaning as long as the South Korean authority handle those provocation in proper manner, then still I think be a case that the South Korean public still will calm down, and that's just my speculation. They will just stay and watch how it will evolve. And of course, if there is any sign of major escalation, then the situation will change very quickly.
And what would be an example of a major escalation?
I mean, if those military fire and exchange somehow, if that happens in some remote part of Korean Peninsula, as was the case of this last military provocation on Yeomtaeng Island by North Korean army, in that case, still, the people in the mainland, the Seoul area, will still remain calm. But if those military provocations somehow happens near the area of Seoul or some metropolitan, the Gyeonggi province, which is also in front of Seoul area, in that case, yes, there could be quite serious anxiety and concern and change or panic even among the Korean public.
That was Professor Shin Song-ho from the Graduate School of International Studies at Seoul National University speaking with Susan Chong.